Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell testified today at the federal corruption trial of Philadelphia Congressman Shaka Fatah. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, Rendell defended a friend involved in the case but did not stand up for the indicted congressman.
Rendell was brought in to answer questions about Fatah's relationship with co-defendant Herbert Viderman. Prosecutors say Viderman bribed Fatah in exchange for his help trying to secure a U.S. ambassadorship. Fatah sent letters praising Viderman to Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Robert Casey and the Obama administration, but Viderman didn't get the post. Rendell insists that nothing illegal happened.
Federal prosecutors don't understand the political process. They're very cynical. They assume everyone does something for ulterior motives, that no one could do something because they're your friend.
Rendell was less confident about the rest of the charges filed against Fatah.
He's accused of essentially stealing taxpayers' money, and that's a serious offense. That's not overreaching. If what the allegations against the congressman, if they're true, he's properly prosecuted and he should go to jail in my judgment.
Fatah allegedly took an illegal $1 million loan for his failed bid for Philadelphia mayor in 2007. Prosecutors then say he stole federal grants and charitable donations to help repay part of the loan. Fatah is also accused of using campaign cash to cover his son's college loan debt and hatching a plan to steer federal grants to a sham nonprofit to settle up with a political consultant. Fatah's lawyers have said their client had nothing to do with any of the schemes detailed in the government's indictment. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.